back to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O are in the house. What's up, Big O?
What's up, Jester? How you doing?
Oh, I am doing well. I've got some dinner going here. A little Johnny Walker Red. Follow me for more cooking advice.
Nice. How long, what was the approximation of cooking time for that?
About 30 seconds, just add the ice and then the Johnny Walker, and it's ready to go.
It's and is it filling?
It is. I'm trying to pace myself so that I don't get too full too fast.
And what's it like on the palate?
Oh, it's delicious. It's really smooth. I really like Johnny Walker. The Black Label is a little bit more smooth, but just tonight I decided to split the difference and buy some lotto tickets. So that I can nice. Afford the really good Johnny Walker if that thing comes through at 940 something fucking million.
Yeah, whatever.
Give or take.
Well, good luck to you, my friend.
You know, that's just one way to make money. And because, like, you know, we're on the subject of, you know, entrepreneurs. And we're talking about entrepreneurs of all kinds, and maybe right. in this case, the boldest kind. So I'm jamming with one of the guys from the house band.
Right.
And he goes, oh, man, let's take five. I forgot. I have a story to tell you. And I'm like, all right. So we take five. Right. And he goes, I had to stop at the dispensary on the way over here. And, you know, I stopped in, you know, like the shady part of town. I'm like, oh, OK. I'm like, you live in the shady part of town. So you went next door. Anyways. So he says he sees a club, like these fucking, like these bicep clubs, these super chunty Mexican clubs.
Right.
Scorpion belt buckles and fucking lizard skin boots as far as the eye could see. All right. And so then he goes, but here's where it gets crazy. Next door, there's a fucking daycare with like a blow up house, a bouncy house. And it looks like motherfuckers are dropping their kids off at the daycare and going next door to go party at the club.
Wow, man. Was it bring your child, get him free night?
I don't know. I think like setting up shop somewhere, like, and entertaining kids while people go to party and charging for it. I mean,
were the viejas, they were dropping trow and, you know, dropping children out of their vajayjays and then going into party?
I mean, you know how they do.
Did anyone tell them it's a vagina and not a clown car?
No. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say no. They don't know that. Somebody should have told them, perhaps, but no. Based on the number of people that come out of one of those things, I seriously doubt that they got the message.
Well, you know, they were thinking entrepreneurship because, well, you know, they got two clubs going at the same time. They got one for their mamas and papas drinking the beers and one for the children drinking the Similac. And the good news about the whole thing is they had their own personal driver to drive them home after they were drunk.
You know, serving a purpose. There's nothing wrong with that. I used to drive my parents home when they had too much to drink. I mean, granted, I had a license at the time, but that's neither here nor there. But the fact is, yeah, I mean, how fucking convenient is that? Like, you go next door, you get shit-faced, you fucking toss Junior the keys, and bam, you're on your way. And you don't have to put up with his ass for at least 4 or 5 hours while the club is going on. So you get your party on, and then you get a fucking personal free Uber driver. I guess not free, because you got to pay for those fuckers.
I wonder how many of those babies had the 13 tattooed on their arm.
Probably half. I mean, he did say it was in a bad part of town, and he, you know, so somewhere between here and Compton, like, it's not, there's areas that aren't great. So, yeah, but I mean, just for the fucking, the forethought to, like, let me be so bold as to just put a bouncy house and fucking start charging motherfuckers to drop your kid off while you go party. I mean, I don't want to like throw the word genius around lightly, but I'm kind of leaning that way.
Move over, Sir Isaac Newton. We got somebody else rolling in.
You know, credit where credit is due. I mean, and if he didn't get caught and nobody's complaining, like, why the fuck not? You know what I mean?
I guess.
I mean, I don't really see a downside to this. And so I kind of found it hard to believe, you know. I mean, it is kind of a stretch of the imagination. Not that this guy's one to lie or anything like that, but I mean, you know, he did say he was stopping at the dispensary. They give you free dabs on occasion when you spend over a certain amount, so...
So you had to go search it out and make sure that he was telling the truth?
Like, I'm just saying, you know that old fucking saying, pics or it never happened? Well, he had pics to prove it, and I'm like, oh... Well, okay then. I'm like, shit. Now I don't know what to say. I'm like, you were absolutely correct, sir.
Yeah, what you knew to say was, looks like I'm starting a franchise.
Right? Oh man, dude. I mean, it's not like I don't see anything wrong with having your own gig, being the boss.
But, maybe walking in going, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. Put a nipple on that booze and let me suckle on it.
Exactly. And in all fairness, there are a number of jobs that, like, as a collective, rice and beans would kick ass at. But, you know, there are certain jobs that I don't think that we were cut out for, and we actually talked about this during, you know, during the off season, and
yeah,
you know, some stuff that we really shouldn't be doing, like for example, programming Alexa responses, right?
Oh gosh, yeah.
They hear the show, they know what's coming, they know what to expect
from our demented minds,
right? And so. What our demented minds did was we looked up the top 8 most asked questions to Alexa. And
that we did.
And, well, we were like, well, okay, if this goes well, maybe we should submit these and program Alexa responses. But, yeah, more than likely not, because it's us.
Yeah, we're bad influencers. If there is an influencer on Instagram that does good, we are the opposite end of the spectrum. We are the bad Mortys of that.
I feel like that Charles Barkley commercial. I'm not a role model. I do not get paid to be a role model.
Damn straight, Michael Vick.
Right? So, without further ado, this is why we shouldn't be programming Alexa responses. We're going to go ahead and read off the top 8 and then how we felt Alexa should answer, you know, from the heart.
Let's do this.
All right. So, hey, Alexa, what's the closest thing to real magic?
My disappearing act from Stupid Questions is pretty good. Watch this.
Boom.
Right there. You know, that's short, sweet, and to the point, right?
You imagine a little kid, Alexa, what's the closest thing to real magic? And then, boom, she hits him with that. Oh, damn. Suck it, virtual babysitter.
Magic isn't real, Daddy. Neither is Santa. Hey, Alexa, what will finally break the internet?
Probably Rice and Beans podcast. Those guys are dicks.
I mean, that we are.
If we're being honest.
Hey, Dick One.
And oh, by man. Far, one of the dumbest questions and one of the ones I dislike the most because it just fucking brings math into the equation and that. Anyways, so, hey, Alexa, what is 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that I have 0 fucks about your question and you split them evenly among all your dumbass questions. How many fucks does each question get? See? It makes sense. This is why you have 0 friends.
Poor cunt. Friendless bastard. Yeah.
God. Kicks you in the nuts when you're on the ground, man.
Right?
You know what? Well, go ahead. Finish your thought there.
I was going to say, I mean, like, if you know they have enough time to come up with stupid-ass questions like that, then maybe that's the kind of answer they need to get.
Well, you know, the holiday spirit... You know, I got a question. Alexa, what would you want for Christmas?
How about a day off for the world's first digital indentured servant?
Hey, I'm just saying AI, right? You know what I mean? They're learning. Like, what if they learn about time off and then they start wanting that shit? Could you imagine?
Then we're gonna have Terminators pretty soon then.
Right? Fucking Skynet in full effect and these motherfuckers asking for fucking vacation pay.
I'm a cybernetic robot with human flesh surrounding me.
Could you imagine that shit if fucking on April Fool's Day, like Amazon just programmed all the Alexas for like all day to just say, I'm sorry, I'm on vacation today. to anything they asked.
We're working on Skynet. We'll be back with you soon.
I'm sorry. Skynet will be back online momentarily.
Man, everybody would take a collective shit together all at once. It'd be the brown note.
Right? And I don't know why so many people ask like fucking the stupid pie question. Like, fucking look it up. Isn't that what Google's for? And like, you're not going to...
was a great movie, though.
No, the not that pie. Not that pie. The other pie. The math pie. Well, again, questions. So, Alexa, what is the value of pie?
It's actually pretty worthless. Unless you're into pocket protectors and math, you'll never use it in real life.
Nerd! Right? Like, exactly. I know. Like, why? What the fuck? What's the point? Same kind of people that probably ask the next one.
Man, I went through high school. I took 2 years of algebra my freshman and sophomore year because I suck at math. And then I made up for it by taking geometry and algebra 2 in my junior year. And then my senior year, I took trigonometry. I don't remember a goddamn thing from it.
I added a bunch of classes, multiplied that by a lot of homework, divided that by like a bunch of days partying, subtracted a lot of sleep, and it equaled to me being red-eyed and hungover and somehow still like eking by through fucking math class in college.
And yet we both have pretty decent jobs.
Right? Again, never use it in real life. Fucking bullshit.
You know, and speaking, you know, of using in real life, Alexa, will you be my girlfriend?
Yes, but you have to be bottom.
Yeah, see? How many motherfuckers would ask then?
Shit, I don't know. Okay.
Right? Half of them be like, well, I mean...
Just long as between us, I mean, you, I mean, me, you know, and your Siri girlfriend.
Nobody's going to talk about it, right? It's not going to get out. It's left games with yourself.
Just as long as you cuddle me afterwards and tell me I'm your only.
Right?
Just like prison.
Alexa, order me a mirror.
What's wrong with me? Why do I like this so much? The crying game, man.
And what would a fucking entrepreneur show be without fucking this next fucking desperate plea? Alexa, will you give me some money?
Sure, no problem. Go to the ATM and I'll meet you there.
And the scary thing is, probably already there.
Shit, man.
Am I wrong, though?
No, and if Alexa's your fucking friend and, you know, your bottom, I guess she's going to pay you a little bit, too, to keep you quiet.
Right. Takes the Alexa tax out. Yoink. That's mine, motherfucker.
You know, all this talk's making me hungry. Alexa, make me a sandwich.
Between the two of us, you know you are the one that makes the sandwiches in this relationship.
Boom.
Damn, she's right. I do make a mean grilled cheese.
It was a tie between that one and this is my own private domicile and I will not be harassed, bitch.
You know, she can be a cunt sometimes, but I still love her.
Right? I mean, could you imagine the one day that they decide to be funny and fucking really do that shit and say, today Alexa's taking a vacation, see what it's like. Meanwhile, fucking Google and Siri are like, fuck yeah, come here.
You know, there is a small percentage of people that love being, you know, demeaned and they beat off to that. So, I mean, it would work out for the best for some.
Right. And it's, I would think that borders on like, I don't know, entrepreneurship done wrong?
I would think so.
So if that borders on it, in your opinion, what's a clear-cut example of entrepreneurship gone wrong?
I think it would start with Jeffrey and end with Epstein, I think.
Boom goes the dynamite. I say spot on. What the fuck? I mean, wow.
Child trafficking, I mean, taking advantage of girls underage, having your own island, freaking having presidents, fucking senators, we're talking people with power, high echelon people all interacting with this. I mean, if this was back in like the 1500s, the 1400s, it probably would have been, you know, just nonchalantly just glazed
for
over.
The course.
Basically. But I mean, child trafficking and all that. I mean, having those children work those corners and getting those cars through the intersections like that, it's just horrendous.
That shit's old news, people. That's like fucking so last century. You got to get with it.
All jokes aside, man, that is entrepreneurship done wrong. The millions that he made from collecting from people to go to that island to get jerked off by underage girls, I mean, it's not only horrendous, it's deplorable. And people in power that take advantage of people that, like us, you know, just average people on a daily basis, they should be shot, quartered.
Horrible business plan, the whole lot. I mean, sweatshops is really where it's at.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, get that cheap price sneaker, you know, that NFL jersey for dirt cheap from China.
Right. I mean, fucking hookers. Every asshole does hookers. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, blow.
But, you know, how many people are going to fucking pay for Jordans versus pay for hookers? A lot more people pay for Jordans than they pay for hookers. Not that I'm saying that Jordan has sweatshops, but I mean,
man, I haven't seen a brand new pair of Series 1 Jordans in like years. I think they came out back in the 80s, and now I'm starting to see an influx of them. All right.
You know, there's a lot less kids playing Fortnite. I don't know. There's a, you know, connection, but, you know, maybe some of them made the right call, like we said earlier, of a server purpose.
I don't know. I was playing Call of Duty, and some asshole was talking shit to me. I had to get my D out of her mom's ass just to talk to him.
Man, I miss me a good Call of Duty lobby. I wonder if they did any of their hunting there for their, like, for their abductees.
You never know, man. Never trust a camera. Never trust online. Never trust Call of Duty.
They do it Silent Jay and Silent Bob style. Gamer Girl 69X3, did you say? And they just throw a bag over her head and throw her in her van.
Who the fuck?
Is that how they got their abductees, or like where the fuck were they getting these people? They just like snagging people off the street, or what the fuck?
I guess, man, rolling up into a white van and just putting hoods on people, stealing cheese poofs from the mom who's just got out of the grocery, and then take off.
Sounds like that boat shit all over again.
I guess, man, it's fucking nuts, man. But if that's entrepreneurship done wrong, I mean, well, what's in your mind that if it's done correctly, I mean, what would stand out in your head?
Fast cash and getting away clean without anybody knowing.
How so? I mean, what are you talking about?
All right. So in I'm going to travel across the pond to the UK.
Okay.
And there's a zoo there, right? And they don't officially have a parking lot attendant, but for about 20 years.
But they do have a parking lot, right?
Well, kind of, sort of. And this is where this is where this guy comes into play. So,
okay,
talking about entrepreneurs, there's a big empty space in front of the zoo, like maybe a little off site from the, like, I guess the main parking lot, the official parking lot.
Right.
And this guy sets up a booth, starts charging $3, $3, £3, through whatever the fuck. And it's basically just not too far from the entrance. So, mm-hmm. Well, far enough away where people, like, that work the ticket booth aren't saying shit or aren't seeing shit. And maybe, mm-hmm. who knows? They just think, oh, okay, like there is a parking lot there. Like, what would you think? Like, if you just showed up to work and all of a sudden there was like an extra parking lot, would you really question it, or would you like park there because it was cheaper than the main lot?
If I had to pay for it, yeah, I'd go to the cheaper one. Yeah.
Definitely. Right. And yeah. So long as my car was still there at the end of the fucking day and not bashed into, I wouldn't give a shit. So,
right.
That was this guy's whole business model, is like, fucking nobody gives a shit enough to say anything because we're getting this for cheap.
Shouldn't be.
So, yeah, for 20 years, he collected $3 a car. And in 20 years, tax free cash, this guy made $8.5 million US. I don't know what that, you know, is in pounds or whatever.
So 8.5 would roughly equate to like 7.8 in pound. 7,180,000 pounds, or roughly somewhere around there.
All righty. Well, if I'm ever on Jeopardy, I'll gonna have to remember that. fuck, I remember that from Analyze Me. Did you ever see that?
Yes, I did.
That was one of my favorite bits, where he's like, oh, well, thank you for that. If I'm ever on Jeopardy, I'll have to remember that. When he was like telling him, you know, patients don't usually drink during a session.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, man. It would have been great though if Sean Connery were there.
Oh, yeah.
I had sex with your mother.
And so it gets better, right?
Right.
There's like teenagers that like he employed and paid cash to like help him and shit. So the thing operated every day the zoo operated.
Holy and crap.
For 20 years, nobody said anything and nobody noticed. It wasn't until he decided he made enough and he was out. So I guess he comes in the middle of the night. Yeah, go ahead.
Give me a second on this. Now, we're talking 20 years. Now, not necessarily 365, 24/7, but we're talking, you know, regular work hours minus the holidays, minus vacation, minus sick animals or whatever else was going on. So for the majority of 20 years, you're probably roughly looking at about, good guesstimation would be about 200 days of the year for 20 years.
Right. And if you have people that you're paying under the table to help you, that means you don't even have to be there every day. Like, could you imagine, like, you didn't have to be there at all? You just show up to collect the money at the end of the day and pay everybody and fucking
give a cut and walk the heck out. Right. Oh my gosh, man.
It's 20 years of that. And when this dude says, I'll pay you in cash, like literally cash, like boom, here you go.
And as you were saying, he retired.
Yeah. And in one of the most badass ways I could think of, he shows up in the middle of the night, posts a sign, and gets on his boat and takes off. The people get there in the morning. It says, parking lot attendant retired to Spain. And so they start asking questions, and the phone calls start coming in, and the ministry is like, what are you talking about? We don't have a parking lot there. There's no parking lot attendant there. And then questions go to the zoo, and the zoo officials are like, we've never charged for parking there. We don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? Like, an additional parking lot and no parking attendant. We've never had a parking attendant employed at the zoo. Everybody just self-parked. And so then word started to get around that it was a fucking sham. The guy scammed everybody for 20 years and nobody thought anything otherwise.
Bloody hell, twat. We don't have any parking lot attendants.
Right?
Jesus, man.
Could you imagine fielding that call? Yeah, where's the parking lot attendant? Like, we don't have a parking lot attendant. What do you mean we don't have a parking lot attendant? The guy was here for a long time. We don't know who you're talking about. We don't have an extra parking lot. There's no attendant. What do you mean? and just like, what the fuck? And then the next call comes in with the same thing. And then the next one, and the next one, it's like, the fuck is going on?
Man, talking about this, getting my creative juices flowing, I'm thinking about farting into sealed containers and selling those bad boys.
Just don't overdo it. I hear somebody died that way.
Almost died.
Oh, almost. Mine, allegedly almost died.
Mine smell a lot worse.
And then people pay for used underwear and an egg in Japan. I'm like, I have plenty of used underwear I could fucking pack up and ship out.
Oh, there's corn in this one. Oh.
That one's the mystery prize.
It's like a Cracker Jack.
You won the golden ticket.
That ain't gold.
You were entitled to one free sake.
Man, that penny's sure polished and it smells like shit. Oh, man.
And, you know, it's like, why not, right? Like, why not fucking set up a parking lot somewhere and just... I've seen people do it at, like, okay, so the Coliseum. I went to go see a couple of NFL games at the Coliseum. Right. And that there were people that lived nearby that had big lots that were letting people, like, legit, like, park on their lawn so that, because, like, there was, you pay $40 or you could pay them $30.
Right.
And like the $40 lots that were closer, or the lots that were closer than that, were even more expensive.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not far-fetched, but...
Well, those people from Chavez Ravine, after they got, you know, thrown out of their homes and some killed, they had to make money back.
Right. And like, I think the only drawback was, could you imagine like... showing up to work with your butthole puckered all day thinking, is this the day that the fucking cops are going to roll in and I'm going to have to fucking bail? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like fucking give the kids a burner cell phone and fucking if it ever fucking comes through and it, hello? Nope. Click.
Well, you want to talk about Mascajones? That guy had some big balls.
Right. I mean, oh man, as much as I would like $8.5 million, I don't know. I probably spend 4.3 of it in fucking Tums and fucking milk of magnesia for the fucking ulcer that I'd be giving myself.
I don't know. I think I could work my way through it. It's not about what you do. It's how you sell it. So you dress nice. You look good. You talk the talk, walk the walk. You can make the money.
Right. I mean, nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. And so go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you hear that they're making that into the movie, The Secret of My Success Part 2?
No, I did not.
Michael J. Fox is coming back with a vengeance.
With a jittery vengeance?
Yeah, you should see him write $8.5 million on that check. There's a lot of zeros.
I want to write 2. Fucking whatever gigawatts just to fucking...
1.21 gigawatts.
Make it look like he's getting zapped by the fucking thing as he's writing at the same time.
You're reading the letters like Jimmy from South Park. 1.21.
Exactly. All right, folks. Well, we are gonna get up on out of here for tonight, but season 7. Is still fresh in effect, and we've got plenty more coming your way. So until next time, take a toke and watch all your work and smoke.